Hello, listeners. Good afternoon. This is the second hour of this Out of This World Radio International with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We will have only the best psychics and astrologers and others in the world on our program, and I guarantee, my friends, it'll be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you will hear information here that you will simply not hear elsewhere. We are also the fastest-growing psychic and metaphysical radio program in the world, and we now have listeners in over 40 different countries on all the world's continents. I'd like to, we just concluded a wonderful interview with Susan Liberty Hall. If you go to my website tomorrow, you'll be able to listen to that interview on the internet at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And in a few minutes, we'll be going to Deborah Spellfox, an absolutely wonderful and amazing numerologist here in Seattle. She's a delightful lady, and I'm sure you'll enjoy her interview. I wanted to tell you, I mentioned this during the last hour too. Today, thanks to the miracle of modern technology, I was on the air this afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Seattle time for an interview with Lois Berman, a wonderful psychic in Boston. For those interested in the interview, please go to her website at www.loisberman.com. That's spelled L-O-I-S-B-E-R-M-A-N. Lois is a fantastic psychic. She will be coming to our psychic workshop in Port Townsend this November, from November 22nd to November 24th. She'll be giving workshops as readings as well. She said on air that I had lived during the time of Christ, and I had actually seen Christ crucified. She also said that my life purpose was to help raise humanity's consciousness in preparation for this shift into the fifth dimension. And one of the purposes of this program actually is to educate people that there is another side, and also to uplift human consciousness. So, that's my purpose, and I wanted to do this through this radio program. Deborah, are you there?
I'm here, Ted.
Oh, good. It's so nice to have you on.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you again. The show is very fun.
Oh, good. Well, Deborah, tell people, for people that I've told my listeners, that you're a numerologist, but what does that mean, and how did you get interested in this kind of field?
Well, numerology, there's many forms to do it, Ted. There's some ancient ways to do it from India. There's Chaldean numerology, some stuff from China, and there's Pythagorean numerology. That's what most of us here in North America do, and in the West, Pythagorean numerology, and it's based on the work of Pythagoras. Now, we all remember back to the Pythagorean theorem in math, right? And he was a famous philosopher and mathematician in ancient Greece about 2,500 years ago, and he taught us that there's more to numbers than just math. Guess what? There's meaning. And so just like astrology, we're all familiar with that, most people are, where you can get meaning from studying the configuration of the planets. And the same is true with numbers. And all I need is your name you go by, your birthday, your birth certificate name, and I can find out all kinds of things. And it's so helpful, especially in my profession now as a professional matchmaker, love and relationship coach, and a numerologist. So I love doing compatibility charts. And it's so helpful with relationship coaching, whether you're just dating and you're having some issues with your relationship, or you're married. I really help people by not wasting their time with a lot of talk therapy. I can zero right in because of the charts and see what's going on.
Oh, how interesting.
They can run, but they can't hide. and you know what? I have to mention, okay, as a lady who just loves numbers, like, I don't even mind doing income tax, okay? Like, that's how much mm-hmm. I love numbers. Mm-hmm. But today, okay, is so fortuitous that you and I have me on this particular day on your show, mm-hmm. because the attitude of today, July 11th, 2014, okay, the attitude is a 9-day. The day itself is a 2-day, because 1 plus 1, the 11, 1 plus 1 is 2, and the date is a 7. Okay, let's take the 2. 2 is a love number. It's the most mm-hmm. consummate love number in all of numerology. I can help people turn their home into a love home. And some people might want to call in on the show later about that, so that you can draw love. I can help them turn their home into a money home. vibrationally and frequency-wise, mm-hmm. to draw those energies to them. And so two is about harmony, love, the whole process of loving and being loved. And then the nine, okay, is the God number. It's a number of completion, enlightenment, mm-hmm. great humanitarianism. Mm-hmm. It's a number of the guru energy, a bit of an old soul. And my company is, I'm the owner of Divine Matchmaker. And my whole thing is around having spiritual and progressive people in my database. And those are the ones that I prefer working with. So from a spiritual perspective, I am doing my work. And as a professional matchmaker, I will be the only certified professional matchmaker in North America who's using spirituality for my niche market.
Oh, interesting.
So that's pretty fascinating. Yeah, and today the date as a 7, okay, that's typically a broadcaster number. It's a movie director number. It's also a spiritual number. And funnily enough, George Norrie, who's famous for, you know, hosting Coast to Coast AM,
sure. mm-hmm.
he is a 7 life path.
Oh,
a lot of people in broadcasting. So 7 is a great spiritual number for our work today, broadcasting about all this, putting love and wisdom into it all. I mean, what a perfect day.
Well, I have to ask you, Deborah, if you'll mind me asking, I'll use myself as a guinea pig. If I gave you my name, my date of birth, would you be able to tell some things about me, I guess so?
Well, I'm going to take your date of birth first.
Okay.
So, right. Ted, what's your birthday?
It's 11-2-54 in the last century. Quickly, get me the cane.
Oh, you are hilarious. Well, first of all, you're a very fascinating person. Nobody would ever be bored with you.
Thanks.
Absolutely never, because you're what we call a 5 life path. Mm. Now, the life path number is the most important and powerful number in the chart. It says more about us than any other number. Mm. A life path 5 is a bit of a wild man. So, Ted, I don't know what you've been like all through your life, but this tells me that you are a little bit of a wild Mustang on the prairie. You don't tend to follow convention real well.
No, I don't.
I mean, look at your show, Out of This World. I mean, come on. Only a 5 life path would think that one up. and they're so creative, too, and they're great writers and speakers. And look at you with speech, you know, mm-hmm. broadcasting on the radio. Mm-hmm. J.K. Rowling, who wrote all the Harry Potter stuff, she's a 5 life path.
Really?
They have amazing creative imaginations. So your imagination probably doth run wild at times, thinking up all kinds of trouble to get into. And you guys can get into trouble, you fives. If you lean into the negative of the number, you tend to be mm-hmm. on the rebellious side to the mm-hmm. point of it's not useful for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to rein that one in.
Mm-hmm.
But a little bit of bucking the system is great because that's all about progress.
Oh.
And you guys, you fives, are loving progress. And yours, the number that we get before we boil you down to a 5 is a 23.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be a 14-5 or a 41-5. And that flavors it again differently. You're a 23-5, which mm-hmm. means that, woohoo, 2, you got the 2 in there. That's mm-hmm. about love.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're a love bug.
Mm-hmm.
And the 3 is about somebody who likes to be upbeat, positive, have a good bounce. Unfortunately, when you're peppered with a little 3 energy, when love ends for you, sometimes it takes you, even though 3s have a good bounce, when it comes to love, they take a little longer to get over it.
Well, that's
and has it
true.
Ever been true for you that when it's over, it's never really over? You hang on a little. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Hello.
I admit it.
Hello. I love this. See, you can run, but you can't hide. So, also, my dear, you were born on a 2-day, you know, November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So your birthday number is a 2.
Mm-hmm.
All about love, all mm-hmm. about harmony, all about wanting world peace. If you could go to Washington, D.C. and convince them to change District of Columbia, mm-hmm. the D.C. Mm-hmm. in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. from mm-hmm. District of Columbia
mm-hmm.
to District of Cooperation,
mm-hmm.
that's what you would do. That would be so much a 2. Because 2s are all about cooperation, being part of a team, learning about team spirit, and being fabulous mediators. Mm. And then, 2s can be judges, especially if they're coupled with a 4. And guess what? your attitude number is a 4, which makes you a fabulous person. If you go into fighting or arguing, you are formidable. 4s also speak the truth, and they have to be careful about, when you have 4 energy in your chart, you have to be a little careful about being too blunt, because you can derail the feelings of another person. So you have that, actually, when you see 2 and 4 in a chart, it's a classic person of somebody who can dish it, but they can't take it, because you're a little teddy bear inside, and you're very sensitive for a guy. So part of your challenge is to learn how to have a really good time, be creative, and also stand up and not feel at times lack of confidence or comparing yourself to others or standing back when it's time to step up. So these numbers all together would make you very courageous, adventuresome, and yet with some caution, and knowing that treat others the way you would always like to be treated, because you know how sensitive you are deep inside. Mm-hmm. And actually, your chart, it would be fabulous for a litigating attorney.
Interesting.
Your numbers, because your 5 gives you a little showmanship, like in the trial, in the courtroom, a little drama. And then the 2, the great mediator, bringing people together, seeing the fairness, the justice of it all, and actually working for justice instead of being one of those liars for hire. Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't do that.
Liars
4 gives you a phenomenal moral compass, okay? Phenomenal moral compass.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Even though your 5 might make you think about, like in a love relationship, you might at times, especially when you were younger, think to cheat, but your 4 moral compass would probably make you nip it in the bud, and you would just hold the line and do the integrous thing. Would any of that be true about you?
All of it's true. All of it's true. All
really?
Of it's true. Yeah, all of it's true. All of it's 100% accurate. And I'm actually getting some texts in to ask about some other hypotheticals.
Okay.
Here's another one. Carol with a... I have 2. The first one is Carol with a birth date of 11-8-54.
Oh my goodness. You guys came in just about the same time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I rushed in a little bit faster, but...
Mm-hmm. Wow, this person is very interesting. I'll tell you about... this is a woman, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's the other one, dear?
Heidi. I'm not sure. I think the birth date is 3-8-58, but I'm not sure. I think so, though.
Okay. Now, you know, I can't guarantee this is an accurate reading.
Oh, I know.
Her.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But we'll read this birthday. So if anybody else has 3-8-1958, they get a free reading right now.
Right. Okay. it's either 3-8 or 3-11, and I'm sorry, I can't remember.
That's okay. All right. Okay, I have these gals down. So did you say the first one was named Carol?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's take Carol.
All right.
Okay. Carol, first of all, is a master number.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you about master numbers. Some numerologists poo-poo them, and others make a big deal about them. I have my own ideas about them. I make them a big deal, especially in the life path area, and that's where she's got it.
Mm-hmm.
She is an 11-2, so the master numbers are 11, 22, 33, 44, and so on. They come in a little more high-vibrating than the average bear. That does not make them better people. It just means that they have a certain sensitivity and a pressure that they tend to feel all throughout life, that they must master their life.
Mm-hmm.
And with the 11, their particular purpose is to be, whatever they do, it doesn't matter. They don't have to be a clergy person or a spiritual counselor or anything that lends itself to this. But it's just doing it through whatever work they are doing. Mm-hmm. That there is a way and an energy about them that they are called, whether they live up to it or not is another issue, but they are called to be a messenger of spirit and light.
Interesting.
So I would not be surprised at all if she didn't do it earlier on, that at some point in her life, especially now when she's at her second Saturn return in her chart,
right,
she would be feeling pressure to be a little more new millennium in whatever she's choosing to do,
mm-hmm.
to bring forward more, Aquarian age energy.
Interesting.
And so 1 plus 1. She's an 11. 1 plus 1 is 2, so she boils down to, once again, boy, are we ever dealing with that love number today, all over the place. Oh, my God, don't you love it?
Mm-hmm.
And so she would be looking for harmony in her life. It would be premier to her. she also is a bit of a, as much as she can be a little bit, at times a little insecure mm-hmm. and unsure of herself, which twos mm-hmm. can do, mm-hmm. and they can be a little timid and shy. On the other hand, she's a roaring lion, powerful. So mm-hmm. she can be a little bit of a conundrum, mm-hmm. like two of those forces working simultaneously. Mm-hmm. She has an 8 birthday number, which makes her a really strong, consummate career woman.
Mm-hmm.
It is an executive number that it is typical of people who run their own show, run the company, manage a department. You know, you probably would not find a room full of military generals and admirals without seeing eights in their chart.
Interesting.
Yep, you see that kind of leadership, and usually there's always an 8. Also, her attitude number is a 1. She's flanked on this other side here in the chart with a 1 energy, which is Steve Jobs, who, you know, ran Apple Computer and started it, he was a 1 life path.
Oh, okay.
So she's got a 1 attitude, which means that, like Steve Jobs, she's got this part of her that goes for the gold, goes for the top, tries to be the best she can be, has an Olympian spirit, has a little bit of a critic in the back of her head that says, Carol, you have to do more, be more, learn more, mm-hmm. you know, remain fascinating, go to the top. And they're very, very hard on themselves. They self-criticize, usually with 1 energy, self-criticize more than anybody else could think to do to their own self.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to work on that, how to be discerning with themselves and learn and grow without doing too much self-condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
So also with her 11, that's a double 1.
Mm-hmm.
And her 11, too, by the way, is the same life path as Barack Obama,
mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. Jackie Onassis, Prince William, Prince Charles, mm-hmm. Anwar Sadat,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer Aniston. A lot of people who get famous and have leadership are, funnily enough, 11 twos. Mm-hmm. And their really ultimate calling is to be famous in their life and perform action with leadership, but with a heart. Now, mm-hmm. Benito Mussolini, okay,
mm-hmm.
who was the big fascist from Italy, right, in World War II?
Right.
He was an 11-2, but he became a megalomaniac.
Oh, okay.
So you can see how there's positives and negatives to every number,
mm-hmm.
and you never know exactly how someone's going to turn out. He flipped the other way and went huge, but as a megalomaniac.
Sure.
Who
right.
was life-destructive. So, yeah.
Now, how do you determine, like, compatibility between the two numbers? Is that possible, or how do you do that?
Okay, yes, absolutely, that's possible. And did you want me to take a look at compatibility with you and this person, or
yeah, and then I got another one too.
Okay, because we could do Heidi next as well.
Sure.
So what I see between your chart and Carol's chart is I see caution. Okay, I would say this could be a relationship that would have a lot of sizzle factor and chemistry in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but over time it might present significant challenges where what possibly fizzled a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and pulling back and coming forward and pulling back and, you know, kind of a 1 foot on the accelerator, 1 foot on the brake a little bit, trying to really sort it all out and make sure this was correct, like hesitation or doubt in there.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
see some of that because I see some significant challenges. You're a 5 life path. She's a 2. 5 and 2 up against each other are numbers that have a challenge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some numbers together are what I call a natural match, meaning that there's a tremendous amount of instant rapport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can just be together and flow, and, like, you just really get each other.
Mm-hmm.
And where you're kind of speaking the same language, you bring out the best in each other. And also, your attitude numbers, you're a 4, she's a 1, those also are a challenge. Mm-hmm. They're, you can be a little toxic to each other. So that means that sometimes you have to sit and talk things out more than you might prefer.
Sure.
But your birthday numbers are a natural match. You're a 2, she's an 8. So that means there is, mm-hmm. To balance out the parts that are a challenge area,
mm-hmm.
would mean that there's times where you just flow together and you almost feel like you could finish each other's sentences,
mm-hmm.
and you just super get each other, and you're super in the flow and comfortable and bringing out the best in each other.
Oh.
And then there's this other side of it where it goes kind of, you know,
mm-hmm. sure.
inside, and you're having to explain yourself to each other a lot.
Sure.
Now, this is not an insurmountable situation. I'm just looking at the heart of the chart, not the entire chart. So I'm not able right now, here and now, to be privy to all the nuance, but I'm just looking at the heart of the chart and reading it that way. So
sure.
this one would take some work, but with mutual respect, and a feeling that it was right, and the right time, the right place, the right chemistry, and good communication skills, a lot of developed emotional literacy and conscious relationship skill set, this one could absolutely make it. So, you know, a lot, you have to look at all those factors, too.
Okay. And then the other, I'm not sure the birth date's either 3/11/58 or 3/8. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
That's okay. If we take, I'm just going to take, you know what they say, Ted, your first inclination is always the correct one,
okay,
right?
Okay, sure. Right.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. So this one with, if this is correct with Heidi, this is gorgeous. Gorgeous. This is one that if I see the rest of the chart and it looks anything like this, I'm like, right away, oh, my God, let's go to Tiffany's and get the ring.
Really? My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my
wow.
goodness. This is, okay, first of all, you're a 5 life path. She's a 7. Mm-hmm. That's a natural match. Mm-hmm. You're a 4 attitude. She's a 2. That's a natural match. You're a 2 birthday number. She's an 8. Mm-hmm. That's a natural match.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got in the heart of the chart, where everything counts a whole lot in terms of just a quick glance, okay, of two charts.
Mm-hmm.
As a matchmaker, I would say, woohoo, if that's all I looked at. Or let's say you were online dating, okay, and you picked out 10 ladies for yourself that you thought could be okay, and you go, and you shoot them over to me, and you go, hey, Deborah, would you pick out the top 3? And I did the numerology. This is one that would be in the top 3, if not the very top 1 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Because when I see all those natural matches, woohoo. I mean, there's some people that get so frustrated that they don't want to make a mistake anymore after 2 or 3 marriages. I've actually heard of this where they will only marry by the numbers.
Oh, how funny.
And somebody has to have, like, a high percentage, if not all, natural matches before they'll consider it, which is kind of out there. But at the same time, they tend to work out fabulously if all the other things are in place. You can't forget the personality traits, characteristics, background, family stuff, you know, core values. And the most important is the chemistry, right? Like, you can be friends at first. Like, have you ever had one of those relationships where you were friends at first and then it blossomed into love?
Right.
Have you? You've had one of those?
Yeah.
Well, and so that can happen, and that just gets right back to where I tell people today. People make it, they make decisions way too quickly up front in dating these days.
Right.
Because
That's true.
So used to that, you know, texting, and we get everything instantly with electronics today.
Well, it's like the fast food of romance, you know? It's like, you know?
Oh, I know, and it's so unfair because sometimes we're making deal breakers before we should.
Right.
And it's like, give it a chance, even if it's just friends and it's not the chemistry and sparks. Mm-hmm. Many times you meet people in your life who say, oh, my God, we hated each other at first.
Oh, sure.
Or we were just friends. And, I mean, the classic, of course, is When Harry Met Sally, right, that movie?
Mm-hmm.
That's the classic, 10 years friends.
Oh,
and then,
well.
Boom, love.
Well,
I've seen it. I've seen it. I've sat next to people on planes because wherever I go, you know, I'm always meeting people and it always ends up being about the numbers. I mean, I can't help myself. And I learn so much about people everywhere I go, planes, trains, automobiles. I'm always doing the love thing. And people find it so fascinating and I hear the most interesting stories.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. Fantastic. Wow. Using the second example, if a person has a life path of 1, what does that mean?
Okay. That's the classic example of that is Steve Jobs.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's creative visionary, number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Super ambitious.
Okay.
Independent, like nobody's business.
Okay.
They have to be careful, ones do, because they are so self-impressed. They have to be careful about being a little narcissistic or looking that way. They also have to be careful about shooting their own self in the foot by being so ding-dang stubborn about their own opinion. They don't listen as carefully to other people's opinion that in the end could have been valuable if they had given them more airtime considered those opinions of others on the team.
Sure.
You see, one is a bit of a lone wolf, the number one. They stand alone. Think of firstborn, you know?
Sure.
They feel all responsible for the siblings, and some of them have a number one complex. Need to make it about them or need to feel like they're right, okay? So ones have to be careful about that. But ones have a funny, wry sense of humor, and they're not one to be in a group when they're in a group setting. They're not one to have their heart on their sleeve right away. They sit back and they observe a little bit. With their wry sense of humor, They have to be careful about not being cynical or sarcastic, but use it, you know, in a positive way.
Sure.
But they size up the room a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of once they get in the flow and feel comfortable with mm-hmm. people, they'll open up, especially mm-hmm. if you get them talking. And that's true about sevens as well.
Mm-hmm.
And get them talking about something they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, boy, they'll just go on and on and on.
Oh.
And ones are leaders. They're, mm-hmm. leadership is huge with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very good leaders,
mm-hmm.
No matter which form it takes
mm-hmm.
or what level it takes.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to step forward and have the ability to lead, even if nothing else, is a creative visionary on the team. And ones are amazing for... They're also very bored. If they sit in a board meeting or mm-hmm. a meeting at work
mm-hmm.
and everyone's sitting there picking their nose, you know, on and on. I mean, I'm speaking metaphorically, right? Like you just go, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
These people are beating this topic to death and analyzing it too much, analysis paralysis, and the one sitting there just tapping their pencil or their foot, and they can't wait to leave the room and burst forth and run down the hall and get the project started.
Oh, boy.
Because it all comes to them right away. They can't stand the inertia and being bogged down in group things.
Sure.
Deborah,
before I forget, I want to give out the, just for those who are tuning in just now, you're listening to Out of This World Radio International with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle, Washington in the USA. And for those who'd like to ask a question of Deborah, would you like to take some calls, if that's okay?
Oh, I love calls, whether they're numerology calls, for compatibility or,
okay.
you know, if it's not with your love bug person, your significant other, could be your pet, could be a sibling, could be, a son or daughter or mother or whatever.
I got a question for a pet, but I'll give out the numbers. The phone number here in the studio is area code 425-373-5527, or if you're calling within Western Washington, the toll-free number here is 1-888-298-5569. Can you do pets? And what kind of information do you need? I could give you a pet's name and you could see what you come up with.
Would this be your pet?
Actually, it would, yes.
Uh-huh. How did I know?
It's my cat.
What's your cat's name?
Now, it's a very serious name. His name's Fluffy.
And does Fluffy spell it with two F's and a Y?
Correct. Uh-huh. Two F's and a Y. And actually, he just got his driver's license, and he drove me to the studio today. It's great, you know. I've given him. He overdosed this morning on catnip, and he was a little woozy. And I was afraid he's going to get a DUI for catnip, but he made it. So he's all right now.
Well, let me read Fluffy for you. The number that's the most critical with Fluffy
mm-hmm.
is he's got a 4-power name number. Okay, and that means that. Fluffy likes things. There's a part of him that likes things neat and orderly. He's predictable. He likes like he'll get in a pattern and he'll repeat the routine for a while. Or he feels a little unnerved when things get out of order. Is that a little bit true about Fluffy? He's a little bit on the one hand. I see he's got a 3 personality, which makes him, you know. And if it was a human, they have a little bit of mood swings, like they go up and down and all around. Like
little
he's
bit.
Flexible. He's
mm-hmm.
flexible to go out of his pattern
mm-hmm.
and do different things and,
mm-hmm.
and actually have fun. Like when he was a kitten and younger,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're very, very, very playful. Anything with 3 energy.
Mm-hmm.
Childlike, kittenish. Even as they get older, there's parts of him that could still be kittenish.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so it's like it's not all serious business with him,
mm-hmm.
but his 4 energy makes him a little prone to needing to go into those ruts and grooves of predictability, the
mm-hmm.
cat that needs a little bit of order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And his soul number is he's a 1. He likes leadership, and he's a bit of a loner, so he might be a little territorial. Has he ever shown that he wouldn't be happy sharing space with a dog or another cat?
No, absolutely not. He likes his space, and he loves just...
He's a bit of a loner, a lone wolf.
He's a lone wolf, and actually, when anybody enters my house, friends come in, he runs away. He doesn't want to meet anybody.
So that's true about him, then.
Yeah, it is true. Absolutely true about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's a nice cat, because his 4 gives him a moral code.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So he might be shy, but he's respectful.
He's very respectful.
Yeah, he's not warlike.
No, he's not warlike, and he's very educated. I've given him, when I'm gone, you know, I'm not around, I give him books and newspapers to read. And
I'll tell you one thing, Ted. You don't want to argue with Fluffy, okay? Because Fluffy's got, he's with his one soul number and his four power name number, mm-hmm. this cat is a little on the opinionated side. He's got his ideas, don't you know? So you can only mess with him so far, and then he's going to have his opinion.
Yeah, and I've got scratches to show it, too. So
Yeah. Okay, well, this sounds like it's pretty true about Fluffy. Isn't that a fascinating?
This is just fascinating. I have to tell you. We have our phone lines have all lit up, and so we have a whole bunch of people waiting. Please hold on. We'll take, let's see, our first caller, Sarah in Federal Way. Sarah, are you there?
This is Sarah.
Yes. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to Out of This World Radio International.
Thank you so much.
And so nice to have you on. Do you have a wonderful question to ask my wonderful guest?
Oh, well, I do, but I also, well, yes, I do, but I want to know the energy around me. So I guess my question is, I am making a career change, and I have been in the alternative health and wellness arena, and I am going into something that's completely opposite, but I'm a Libra, so I have the ability to stand back and forth. So this career change, I am wondering what you see around that for me.
Okay, excellent. Good. Sarah, could I have your birthday, dear?
Yes, 10/18/1950.
Okay, so you are definitely a boomer, right?
Yes.
In the thick of the boomers, huh?
Yes.
And so many of the boomers are doing a reinvention cycle at this time. Huge. Almost everybody. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. They're feeling very drawn to have, if they haven't ever felt that they had 100% purpose-driven life, they're all finding that they just have to do it. They just can't get out of doing that.
It's like having a cattle prod behind you. You have to. There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way out. It's almost like you'd get physically ill if you didn't.
Yeah.
And so you're very, very propelled. And I see that you're a little beyond your second Saturn return, which comes between the age of 58 and 60.
Mm-hmm.
Second Saturn return with numerology means that Saturn comes through your chart as a planet of revelation. And if you felt like a lot of your careers have used your talents and abilities, but it's been kind of like if you take your career life as a donut with a hole in the center, it's like you've been circling around in the meat of the donut, but the donut hole is hitting the nail on the head kind of thing, and
mm-hmm.
you finally want to get that donut hole and hit the nail on the head. And that's what I find a lot of people at your age group are doing, and your second Saturn return is past, so you're probably feeling more pressure than you did before leading up to your second Saturn return, that you just have to do this and it better be soon. Is that true?
Yes, there's an urgency. Yes,
there's an urgency. I get that. Well, breathe and relax and know that, you know, you think about the age of this whole universe and how much longer it's going to be, the whole creation. And really, what is time? It's relative. So breathe deeply, relax, and know that all in God's time, this will unfold for you, and have patience. Because that which comes late comes fast.
Right.
Okay. So I've got your numbers, darling, and I see that you are very strong mentally. You're very, very strong, and you also have creativity. Can lean into a little bit of drama. There's a part of you that's a no-nonsense person. There's a part of you that's very deeply spiritual. You do believe in a higher power and have a way to connect. You must with these spiritual numbers. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't live without it.
Yeah. And by the way, are you married or single?
I'm single, not desiring to be, but I am single.
Okay. And if or when you ever partner again, you do need a partner who understands your brand of spirituality and blesses you for it and, compliments it somehow and lifts and inspires you for that spirituality. That's essential for you. I'm just telling you right now.
I totally agree.
As a matchmaker, that's critical to a seven life path. You're a seven life path with a one attitude. And that one in seven right in the core of your chart is what gives you this sense of independence. Like, I'm fine. You're not, like, aching for love. To want to really, really taste the process of loving and being loved. Now, our Mr. Ted, on the other hand, has so much too in the core of his chart. Love is really good, and coupling is important. It's not that anybody who has a lot of two is weak or needy. It's not about that. It's for them. It's like breathing air for them. For you, it's about being strongly independent. And if love comes and it's spiritual and it's right, okay, woohoo. But it's not like you're laying in bed at night crying because you don't have it or longing for it or something like that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so tell me about this career you're thinking about.
Oh, I'm already started on it.
Okay, what is
it? It's insurance. It's a form of life insurance. But the leads are already there, so you're not cold calling at all. You're going into people's homes, and I'm very much a people person, and I have this wonderful ability, if I do say so, to make people feel at ease and to trust me. And a very dear friend of mine is doing this and has been quite successful at it.
Sarah, Deborah, I hate to interrupt, my friend. We've got a bunch of other callers.
Okay, I'll wrap this, Sarah,
okay,
real quick.
Okay, I apologize.
No, that's okay. We'll wrap
no
this
problem.
Really quick. You can do sales, and you can have leadership, okay? Just practice on listening to the client and finding out their needs and fulfill the need from your heart with service. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
Okay, honey. God bless. Good luck.
Okay,
Ted, who we got next?
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for calling. Our next caller, and please hold on, everyone. I'll get you in, I promise. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Dave. You're welcome to the program. We've got Deborah on the line. Feel free to ask anything you like.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And Deborah, I don't have a question. I'm a business owner. Some days I wonder if I'm qualified to do it. But my numbers are 10, 20, 60, and I always thought that was kind of a cool combination. So I was curious as to what you had to say about 10, 20, 19, 60.
Okay. First of all, you're a one life path, so being a business owner is totally on purpose for you. There's no mistake about that. You have leadership. You have the ability to run things from the top. You're entrepreneurial, right?
Right.
So... But at times, it's been challenging, I think, in your life at times because you have a sensitivity to you for a male.
Yes.
Same as Ted. You both have a two birthday number. Yours is, you were born on the 20th of the month. The zero in the 20th is considered by the ancients to have divine intuition.
Okay.
So you tend to make your best decisions by your gut.
Yes.
And that has led you throughout your life. And when you don't listen to that quiet, tiny inner voice, you're in trouble.
That's true.
And you take all the analysis from all the people because you're very smart. Your one life path makes you very smart, and that's important. It's important, especially with money decisions and investments.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
mm-hmm.
very important with investments to mm-hmm. analyze, but also in the end, you make it from your gut. You have powers of divine intuition. Use them. Continue as you age and grow to honor that part of you that's intuitive. The universe, as it's changing, Ted mentioned at the beginning of the show how much we're entering this whole new age where we're going to be so much more supportive for bringing in light and love and peace and understanding and everything as old hippies if we were or you know, the boomer generation. We're ushering in and helping be the fulcrum point to this new age. And so, you know, honor that intuition that you have. And I think the hard part for you has been trying to learn to be a sensitive man in an insensitive world.
It's very difficult.
And that's been true about you, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But know that your gut instincts will always lead you correctly, and you have a ton of fun. Laugh yourself through it because you have a three attitude, and oh, my God, can you be fun. So stay happy, stay healed, keep your emotions intact because you can tend to have some mood swings at times, and learn what it takes for you to stay balanced so that you have healthy humor and a healthy outlook, and don't let it derail you with all the power of your one energy. That's what I have to say for you, Dave.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck and God bless.
Dave, thanks so much for listening, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And now we have Harmony. Please hold on, everyone. Well, I will get you all on the program. Harmony, are you there?
I am.
Hi. Welcome to Out of This World.
Thanks for having me. And thank you, Ted, for your gentleness and your sweetness. And thank you, Deborah, for your incredible contagious laugh. I love it.
I'm such an unhappy person today. Okay, what's your birthday?
9/23/77. And just for fun, I'll throw in there that I'm the youngest of seven.
You're the youngest of seven?
Yeah. And I realized all of that when I was seven.
Okay.
777.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, I understand. So just one second here. I'm taking a quick look at this chart. Okay. Interesting. You are very interesting. Okay, you are a live wire. Oh, my God. Never a dull moment with you. Your life has moved quickly. You know,
yes.
It feels like, oh, my God, things are just running by so fast. Doesn't that happen for you?
Oh, yeah.
That you're always feeling like time flies, and sometimes you almost wonder, you know, is there enough time to get it all done?
Mm-hmm.
You have to guard against being a jack-of-all-trades, master of none, because
yes.
Sometimes you lose distraction. You're so excited and enthusiastic and multi-talented at so many things. You can get too many irons in the fire. You have to learn focus.
Yes.
And also, you, just like Ted, our teddy bear here, you are a bit of a wild Mustang on the prairie. You like your freedom. You're a little rebellious. God help anyone who tells you what to do. It's not going to go well for them, even if you're polite and you are sweet. Oh, my God. You're a two life path. You're an 11-2. And so, you know what? You'll stand there and be sweet and smile, but, honey, when someone starts telling you like it is or telling you what to do or bossing you, energetically, you have so left the building. Isn't that
exactly
true about you?
Yep, the walls go down.
Yeah. You're out of there. You're not cooperative. People need to know how to ask you questions and bring and empower you to make you part of all decision-making. So what is your question today? Is it about love or career or what?
Oh, I've got questions about all of those, but I recognize that time is short. I'd like to focus on my relationship with my daughter. She's 6'12", 6".
6/12/6, 2006, of course.
Yeah,
we got a little new millennial here in the mix. Boy, just when we thought we had all boomers, we get a new millennial. How fun is that? So she's an 8 life path. Oh, my God. She's going to be formidable in business, I feel. She's wise. Ooh, she's wise. Okay, this little girl. Okay, I'm going to run a quick compatibility here. Okay. All right, you have, I don't know what's going on between you two right now, but you have a lovely future with her. If you guys are so compatible in the core of your chart, your life path numbers are a natural match. She's an 8, you're a 2, that's a natural match. Your attitudes about how you view the world, compatible, your birthday numbers compatible. You just have to sit and work out how to listen to her soul and interact with her in a way that it empowers her and she feels like her best person. Be very careful, just like you don't like being told what to do or controlled or manipulated or in any way squelched or constricted. You hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Honor her soul by listening to what does this child need. And she's tricky for anybody because I see mood swings in her chart. Does she have some moods where she's a little bit the drama queen and a little bit the actress? She plays out things dramatically?
Yes.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's not when it's in fear and when it's in act. She's gotten, like, really big injuries, but I didn't know that she was injured, and neither did her teachers because she is so dramatic.
Okay, and this is so typical of her 8. When she starts to drive, oh, my God, be very, very careful with her to learn focus. Okay. She's accident prone, and 8s are famous. They're so focused on business, and what's up with them in this moment, they lose track of the periphery. And they can tend to bring accidents.
Deborah, pardon me for interrupting.
Yes, we got to move on.
Yeah, well, I just want to let everybody know if you're ringing in now, please be patient. We will get you on. Our phone lines have really lit up.
Okay, this would be good for you for now. Just pay attention to her and do what you can to keep her moods balanced so that she can be an awesome businesswoman because business is her ticket.
And is there a way I can contact you after the show?
Yes. We will announce, just listen to the show. Is this a good time to announce it now, Ted?
Well, what I was going to say is that both Deborah and I will be at the Northwest Psychic Fair tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The address is 3509 Seattle Hill Road in Snohomish. where we'll both be doing readings, and also on July 19th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 12223 Northeast 116th next to Sherry's Restaurant in Kirkland. We'll also be doing readings as well. In addition to that, Deborah and I will be collaborating on a booth for Out of This World on Saturday, July 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll both be giving readings at the Boeing Employees Parapsychology Club at the Kent Commons at 525 4th Avenue North in Kent. I also will be giving a lecture at 11 a.m. on spirituality and contacting angels and spirits on the other side at 11 a.m. that day.
Okay, and then you post my information on your website.
Oh, absolutely. Harmony, if you go to www.outofthisworld1150.com, just scroll down to Deborah's name and you click on that and you'll go right to her contact information, phone number, email, everything there.
Yeah, it's real easy.
Including a beautiful picture of Deborah.
So, yeah, they can get that there on your website. Okay.
Okay.
So, who do we have next?
Okay, thank you, Harmony, for calling. Really appreciate it. We have someone ringing in. Please hold. We'll get to you. No? Okay. Bernadette, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Bernadette. Thank you so much for waiting. I appreciate you calling in.
Hi.
Hi, Bernadette. Do people call you Bernie or do you go by Bernadette?
You can call me Bernie. That's more exciting.
That's so cute. Okay, what's your birthday, dear?
So my birthday is February 8th, 1977, which I'm pretty sure is a life path number 7, but I sure sound like a number 1.
Well, there's trilogies within numerology. 3, 6, and 9 is a trilogy, 2, 4, 8, and 1, 5, 7. So there are things about 1s and 7s that are absolutely overlapping and very similar to each other.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and honey, you do have a 1 attitude. So the 1 is very lively in you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're the 1. I was like, that's so me, but I'm a 7.
No, you're both. You're both. The 1 is you. The 1 is so you. And
okay.
The 7 is you. And you're a bit of a no-nonsense girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. There people with too many mood swings, it's like, oh my God, get me out of here from the drama queen. Or if somebody's acting a little on the bimbo side of things, you are so smart. And your 8 is, you're an executive from the top. Like a general, you see the wide picture of things. You're a good judge of character. You can put people in the right spot for the right job. You have an inherent talent for that. And also this 7 makes you, more than other people, kind of look around at humanity sometimes and go, oh my God, they're so foolish. Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life form down here. Do you ever feel that?
Yeah. Well, I want to open my own business. And that's my question to you. Very simple, quick. Is it going to happen?
Okay. Bernie, work on it. You know, really make a solid business plan. Do your market research.
Okay.
Your chart totally supports being self-employed completely because
really?
7 and 1 are independent numbers. 8 is an executive number, somebody who runs a business, owns
okay,
a business.
Perfect.
This is all very powerful for ownership. Do your homework, you know, get out there and jump off the cliff, but don't jump in the Pacific without a life raft. Don't be impulsive. Don't be impulsive. Cross your T's, dot your I's, but not so long that good ideas live and die in your head and you don't get started. Walk through the fear. Do it.
Okay. So if I'm smart about it, I can open this business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do your research. Have your T's crossed, your I's dotted, and look into market research if it's an idea that's ripe for this time.
Okay.
And then go inner and pray about it and do your gut. Use your gut. Learn how to do your gut. And, that's for another time and place. But either Ted or I could help you with intuition.
Absolutely.
If you want to call us and work on that some more.
That would be great.
All right.
Just go to my website and you can see our contact information.
I will, Ted. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye. Good luck, Bernie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello. We're going to get to everyone here. Marco in Seattle, are you there? Hello, Marco, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry we kept you waiting all this time.
That's okay. I'm still here.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, welcome to Out of This World Radio International, and you're speaking with Deborah on the line. Any questions you'd like to ask,
yes.
Deborah?
Well, yes, I wanted to know about my love life. Seems like lately I've been meeting some not very gentleman-like people. So.
Okay.
Okay, Margo, what is your birthday, honey?
5/23/44.
Oh, don't you love it, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
She's just a year before. I mean, didn't the boomers kind of start in 45? You're kind of on the
Correct.
Cusp, right, Margo?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm right there. Yeah, but I'm still, everybody says I don't look my age. I look 50 whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what,
I act very young. I have a lot of energy, and so many of the guys that I meet are like way over the hill, you know, so.
Okay, Margo, I understand you're looking for love, and I see here that you're a very independent person who comes off like you're so capable.
I know.
You come off really capable. What did you do in your life career-wise?
I am a personal manager to a couple of families.
A personal manager. So you're used to...
I run their lives more.
Yeah, you're running things. That's what I see here, and that's totally appropriate for you. You're a double one. You're a one life path number, a one attitude, and your birthday number is a five. That's very strong mentally. You can have incredible intellectual conversations, and it's possible your alpha male part of you has been overextended, and is so strong. It's possible you might be intimidating men a little bit.
That's what's happening. They just kind of like
Yeah, you've got to find somebody in your league, Margo. That's the point.
I know. And my husband was like that, but he passed away. So.
Well, honey, you can draw him to you. I teach a technique as in my business as Divine Matchmaker. I teach a technique to draw the soulmate to you. So I would advise you to call me off the air to get my phone number off Ted's website and call me. And we can arrange a time to talk about. I'm a love coach, so I can teach you how to draw the man of your dreams.
Absolutely, I need that. So.
Yeah, my dad did it at 83 and found love again. He's 87, madly in love. They're married. It's all great after mom died in 2010. So you can do it too. All right, darling, call me and we'll work on this.
Good luck to you, Lee.
Perfect.
We only have a few minutes left.
Okay,
one more person, Marco in Seattle. Marco, are you there? Oh, Lee, I'm sorry. Lee in Des Moines, pardon me.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Pardon me.
I know you are almost out of time, so I just wanted to know what you could tell me about my birth date at 1/4/55.
Okay. Now, just one second. We've got one more boomer to finish things up. You are a life path 7, and you have a 5 attitude and a 4 birthday number. So, was the question just about reading your numbers in general?
Yes.
Okay. Again, just like Bernie who called, you're a 7 life path, and sometimes it's hard for you to reckon with this world as it is because you look around and you say, oh, my God, there's so many foolish people and things are done so foolishly. You kind of want to exit and go to the enlightened planet, right?
Yes.
And I'll tell you what balances you. As a life path 7, what really balances you is being on water, anything to do with water, whether it's a long hot tub, a long bath, going to Maui on your vacations, because I see you love travel.
Yes, I do.
There's a little part of you, oh, my God, Lee, you love travel and adventure. Just make sure you have a healthy budget always and a good set of luggage because travel's good for you. But go for water, Maui, Caribbean, somewhere that there's water, and certainly in the Northwest we get plenty of water, but sometimes the rain is too much. And so also in nature, just taking nature hikes, very balancing for you so that you just don't feel like you're a stranger in a strange land. You also have a rebellious part to you. You're very smart, and you have a very good moral compass. So also I want to make a note, be careful about finding yourself distracting or escaping things that you have to face realistically. Your 4 anchors you and gives you a lot of groundedness, but you can tend to at times be a little, I think, distracted. If you lean into, I'm not saying this is true about you, but if you lean into the negatives with both that 5 and 7, you can escape a little.
Deborah, I'm sorry to say this, and Lee, I thank you so much for calling in. We're just running out of time. But if you'd like, Lee, come meet us both at the Psychic Fair tomorrow at 3509 Seattle Hill Road in Snohomish. We'll be both Deborah and I will be there from 10 to 5, and it's admissions free. You come in and say hi. It'd be great to meet you. So anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening in the United States, across Canada, and across the world. A week from today, we'll be having Catherine Mitchell, one of the best psychics in New York, on the program. We will also have Dr. Michael Sala, one of the world's UFO experts, coming to us live from the Big Island in Hawaii. And I hope you all have a wonderful, fantastic weekend, and thank you so much for listening to Out of This World Radio International.